keeping your business afloat and selling online during a crisis. Do you cut your prices? That's the big question we're going to be talking about on this episode.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, I really do not want to do an episode just on the coronavirus, COVID, whatever. Like, there's so much of that stuff happening right now. But the real deal is that we are in a crisis. And I think everybody knows that the economic fallout of this entire thing is going to be something we're going to be dealing with for a long, long time. This is literally like the largest crisis that most of us will deal with in our lives.
The coronavirus has overtaken the 2003.
So I want to make sure that those of us that are out there selling online, continuing with business as normal, we're actually, everybody is trying to figure out how to pivot and shift and still survive in this economy. And there is a lot of price changing. So some people are doing price gouging because what they have is in high demand and the prices are going way, way up, right? I think a roll of paper towels on Amazon was like, one roll was like $6.
Unbelievable.
There are some people definitely profiting from it that way. There are other people, especially coaches, info products, any of the digital products that we're selling online, a lot of people are turning to discounting.
50% off.
And so I really want to talk about the difference between value and your pricing. So, and a couple of things that I have seen and heard and that we're currently trying. So the big thing is, and Steve Larson talks about this the best. He just did an episode on it, which is kind of what made me think about it. I know Jim Edwards is also talking about this as well. Plenty of people talking about the same thing, about wanting to make sure that you are adding value and not decreasing your price. The price of a product, especially for our digital products, our info products, the actual price kind of doesn't matter. What matters is the perceived value of the people who are going to buy it, right? So if their perceived value is higher, they are still going to buy. So instead of slashing your price and say, I don't think anybody's going to buy at this point in time, instead raise the value. And I know that there's a whole bunch of ways that you can actually raise value. You can add in, you know, other products as bonus items. You can highlight hidden values of things that you're offering. Shift the perception is basically what I'm talking about. So if I'm selling a shirt and it naturally is something that you're going to wear, during this time you can find value that is hidden, kind of made up value to help increase the value of it, which would be, you know, stands up well in washes so that you can wash it every day when you've been out in public and you need to come back and so your clothes, you're gonna keep safe and your clothes are gonna keep safe. So you can just find extra values, right? There's tons of ways to increase what you're doing. I know with a guarantee, with a promise. One of the things that we're actually, that we just did with a partner of mine, we just launched a program and it's a $500 a month program for anyone coming on. We have been selling this program at $500 a month, no problem, but we want to relaunch it. And there is a little bit of fear of, I'm not sure if I can keep selling at $500 a month. Well, so we said, all right, instead, let's make a guarantee. So we're increasing the value there that we're going to be delivering at least X. So you're going to get your value out of this. If we don't deliver that, we will repay you after the end of Q2. We also went ahead and we kind of did a price reduction of sorts, but what we're testing is actually saying, instead, we feel you. We understand that this may be a difficult thing to do. So not only are we promising that we're going to be delivering X, we are also going to subsidize the cost of this for 3 months while we're all going through this crisis together. After that, the price will continue at the normal $500 a month. So we're actually offering it for half price, but because this is a long-term retention program, we're actually hoping that it helps get more people involved now. And then when things return to the new normal, we will end up better off because we have more people involved. But we're not reducing the price altogether. This is not a permanent price reduction by any means. And we're shifting the perception of what that reduction is. It's not price reduction. We are putting our own money where our mouths are, because we know that this thing is going to do so well, we're guaranteeing the work. So we've shifted that guarantee. So I have really been struggling with this myself, because one of the new things online is challenges.
What kind of challenges?
I know ClickFunnels started a lot of it with the One Funnel Away challenge, and that has just done amazing things for their business. So there's tons of people out doing these challenges. Maybe it's a 5-day challenge, or 10-day, or 30-day, whatever. And it is kind of a new fun way that people are launching things. So I have tried a couple of different challenges for myself. Now, keep in mind that I'm shifting Formula Done Business, right? And my plans for Q1 and Q2 of 2020 were already done and in place before everything happened with coronavirus and we're now on lockdown. So like it or lump it, my business was already in process of shifting the way that we were working. And so I'm just driving forward with that exact same thing. In the meantime, it means that I don't have, you know, guaranteed revenue because I have let go of most of our service clients. So I'm taking our product that we already know that sells, and I'm trying to sell it in a different way. I actually created a couple of challenges, and they didn't do as well as I was really hoping that they would. And so I have been following other people's challenges, and a couple of the models of ones that I really like, so I'm going out and I'm looking. One of my favorites is the one from Brad Gibb and Ryan Lee, Cashflow Tactics. If you haven't gone through their challenge, it is phenomenal. 5-day challenge, it's amazing. What I love about it is it's a free challenge, and it does everything that you need to shift mindset and say, oh, I absolutely need this program, right? I think it's a phenomenal model to follow, but it's starting with a free challenge. So I've been torn between, do I want to offer something for free where people who pay attention, right? Are we giving up people who are actually going to pay attention and engage? Or am I getting more people in at a free price? Do I really want to be doing free discounted at this point in time, reducing my value? So really just digested, like study the model of the way that they put that challenge together. And one of the things that I really love is it's basically a hero's journey is what they've done. They started with their origin backstory, and then they went in and said, okay, here is the vehicle. The way that you've been investing is wrong, and here's why. And then they had other challenges for the rest of the days that attacked the internal objections and your external objections, and then finally an offer to get their program and to be able to go further. Super, super well put together. And I think that in terms of getting your message out to more people, that's okay. And I don't think that it's reducing value because it's done so, so, so well. So congratulations, Brad and Ryan. It's done so well that there's no reduction in value. In fact, what they're doing is actually, I think, increasing value so much because they're creating that mindset shift change. So I think Like, where I have landed is that it's okay to start with something that's going to increase your message reach at a free level. If, as long as you're providing amazing value and you're helping to shift the mindset of people so that they're like, oh, now I get it. And now you've created a need. So your need is, okay, I just showed you the problem that you never knew you had. Now, here's how you can solve it. And then you give them the next thing, and don't create a cutback version of that. Make it easy for people to move through, but don't chop the price of your next thing. Just instead keep increasing that value. And I think that is gonna be the key to getting so much more of your message and reach out there. If you look at the stats, there's some behind the scenes stuff that Josh Forty worked on the Facebook group with Brad and Ryan. He did a whole webinar and podcast episode on how he put that in the entire system together using the Facebook group. But the numbers that they are showing right now during this time, during an actual crisis, instead of cutting pricing, they just delivered a lot of value and absolutely killed it. And people are still buying. I think people are going to continue buying as long as your message is clear and you're really providing that value that's gonna help them see, oh, here's the next thing that I can do, or this is how this is gonna help me. So don't get discouraged by any means, and don't cut your prices. Get out there and make sure that your message is getting out. You know, this world is getting very, very busy, and I think that it's going to be super important to stand out in a way that you're providing something that's absolutely top notch, because there's a lot of people that are now shifting from offline to online, and it's going to be a tough, like, the everything is going to become so busy and noisy that in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to make sure that you're standing out with a super clear message in all of your content, and that people know when they come to you, they're gonna get that extraordinary value. So, that's it. Don't cut your prices. Just go be good. To find out any more information about the challenge that we're doing, or to get in touch, go visit itsjennill.com, and you can find all the links and resources that you need, and let us know if there's a way that we can help with you and your content and getting your value skyrocketed.